And I think you were right about what you said. I do think that the messenger sharing the message means a lot of things. Again, if Jed Wills would have came out there and in some media availability and said the exact same thing, I think people would be lined up on the phones right now, ready to pack his bags and get him out of here on any means of transportation possible. But since it's Amari Cooper, I mean, Amari Cooper has a lot of respect in this town with this fan base. And it has, and frankly, has a lot of respect in this town from the media. Now, I know that those assembled asking those questions in that situation, they're not supposed to be fans, quote unquote. I can feel any way I want. I got to be as emotional as I want. And I have a lot of respect for Amari Cooper. So Amari Cooper saying it does give pause. And for me personally, like, it's kind of a reset when I hear a guy like that say it. Like, am I asking, am I being open? Am I being too mean? Am I being too negative? Am I being too positive? Am I being as honest as I possibly can down the line? Like yesterday, I tried to be positive, or excuse me, I tried to be honest, and too many people either A, thought I just hated Deshaun Watson, which I don't, or B, for some odd reason, said I wasn't being mean-spirited enough. And it was Wednesday or Thursday, for crying out loud. Like, that's kind of where we're at right now as a fan base. And I got Grant Delpit saying it's a must-win. Like, there's a lot of pressure here, guys. There's a lot of pressure.
There is. There absolutely is. And I just come back to I know we're still talking about one play and it's Friday and people are like, why aren't you talking about the Raiders game? It's like, well, because we got to get our story straight from last week, right? And we have to have confidence that in the same situation this week, in a big moment, down a score, that you have a chance to stay in a ball game and you're not cross signals on something. And look, and people are like, well, why don't you put this on the coach? Oh, absolutely.
It's always going to be on the coach.
They need to do their damnedest to be able to coach it better. That if a guy is open and a play works, that player, and they have faith in that player, can recognize what is going on in the field. Clearly, there's a disconnect there. Clearly, there is something off, and it's year three. It's year three of this experiment with Deshaun Watson.
Yes, to some level, it is coaching. I mean, you have to get through. You can't do it for them. You can't go out there on the field and do it for them. They got to do it for you. You have to find a way to get it out of them or figure out a way that raises his limitations,
Kenny,
to get the best out of
them. They are not going to call plays that they don't trust the quarterback to be able to cover. There's only one time that's happened. That was DTR that first game. They were in over their heads. DTR was in over his head. I don't know how that game came to be. I still will never understand how they trotted him out there and the whole thing was confusing. And the game plan that they used.
I know they made fun of me for that rant about the flea flicker. Never explained themselves for the rant on the flea flicker. You understand? You know what I mean? It was like, yeah. Hey, Ken, here's why you're wrong and why you're stupid. Maybe they could and they just didn't, but never got the explanation. Go ahead.
Yeah, but that was the only time most normal football coaches, forget two-time coach of the years, most normal coaches are not going to put their quarterback and their offense in a position to run plays that they don't think that quarterback can execute.
By the way, I think that there's a lot of people that hate that he won coach of the year because I think that a lot of people think that there won't be any criticism of him because he's the two-time coach of the year. I just think there's so many different folds to this. I can't say what's clear on whether or not he's the problem, Deshaun Watson's the problem, they're both the problem. You got to find a way to reach him. You have to find a way to do it. And that's why it's like, well, you've already gone on this journey of this offense, and it bothers everybody to hear it. They're going to continue to go down this journey of this offense. They're not just going to give up on it and put him in a desperate situation. I mean, what he needs as much as anything now is needs some legitimacy and needs some people that he can count on. And they've been teaching him one way of this offense for this entire offseason, even though he wasn't physically going to do it. And now physically he has to do it. They got to continue to drive through that and hope that they're able to get out of the other side of the tunnel. 216-474-0092. Ken Dorsey didn't make it any better. Yesterday, he was asked about the 4th-and-1.
Oh my God, we're still doing this.
Wait a minute. Yeah, there's people listening now that weren't listening at 6 o'clock. You have to explain this. You can't just leave me out here by myself.
I guess we'll listen to good old Ken Dorsey.
What are you
and get
doing?
His point
no. Hold on.
Here's Ken Dorsey on the deal.
Just play the damn Dorsey.
obviously, I don't want to get into like specifics of reads and how we're doing things, but you know, it's just, it all falls back to just our execution from top to bottom, you know, going out and executing it at a better level, you know, in a situation like that, you know, and that's everybody, you know, not just Deshaun, that's all players involved, you know, right there. And I think when you look at a lot of plays, you know, you could freeze frame something and say, you know, hey, could have done this, could have done that. But in that position, in that viewpoint in which the quarterback has, you really have to trust your eyes and trust what you see and trust your progressions. And so that's something that, you know, we will look at and continue to evaluate that play, every play.
Did they talk to Amari after Ken Dorsey?
Oh, man.
Yes. Dorsey
okay.
talked.
Then that's where freeze
Dorsey
frame comes from.
Like 11.
The freeze frame.
11, 15, yeah.
There's
always a term.
Again, we have to be clear here. Freeze frame in the NFL is stupid. A lot of people do it on Sundays and Mondays. They put up freeze frames on Twitter, and they go, why couldn't the quarterbacks? It's stupid. Freeze frames are stupid.
It's like political ads when they take pictures of people talking. You're always going to look bad in some light.
Yes.
When you're talking of something, yes, you're going to make them to look bad, and you can do that with freeze frames.
So the fact that we're talking about freeze frames, okay, we can just talk about the plays, the actual plays. I thought it was interesting, though. He does say there, progressions. The way that Deshaun left it after he explained the play was that there were no progressions. It was look at one thing and one thing only and make your determination. I mean, he's saying there, progressions, got to go through the progressions. Like any normal NFL offense, yeah, you have progressions. I mean, I heard Matt Leinart. Was it Matt Leinart? Was that the one?
Bubba
Booey. I get the old USC quarterbacks mixed up.
It probably was.
John David
Booey.
He's been everywhere. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
He was talking about what is different about the Shanahan system and how there is a different progression for every step. So when you see a quarterback backpedaling in the Shanahan system, that which is now pervasive all over the NFL, and it's a Kubiak, Shanahan, you know, McVay now, and my God, Minnesota's running it. I mean, they're all running it now, basically 80% of the league. But that your footwork is in lockstep with the with the receiver you're supposed to throw the football to. And then they allow a quarterback based on his experience and what he's able to ascertain at the line of scrimmage to kind of deviate off that. But for the most part, it is, all right, three-step drop, I'm here, I'm looking here. Now another step, I'm looking here. And it all is in sequence. It all is heavily choreographed. So when you're hearing our guys now talk about progressions,
yeah,
I mean, yes, that makes sense. That's what the responsibilities you and your quarterback and your offense have together.
It makes sense. It certainly all works on that level. I wish there would have been. So I think people are upset because there's no accountability to it. There's no accountability to it. It's like, hey, it might have been the wrong read. That's the way we go on. No, we're talking about decoys again. It still goes back to me talking about, I do think that there's fans. I think the fan base is in his head. I mean, I wanted to bring it up yesterday. I said, man, this is a road game. You get away. Maybe they'll be better on the road. There's not as much pressure than there was. It's basically a Browns convention.
Yes.
I got fans sending me pictures of people waiting for Peterlin because he's doing the show out there. Like, it's going to be a Browns fan convention out there. So I do think that if he comes out and he doesn't play well, you're going to hear boos in the stadium. You will hear it.
Oof.
So it basically, it seems like it's going to be a Browns takeover out there. People have decided to not go. Jacksonville was always a very easy trip. I did not see as much Brown in the stands as I used to. I mean, there were times they'd go down there and it was a Brown out, it seemed. You would go down there and you would see them in different areas. Oh, I mean, Washington, because Washington's lousy. They'd be on the road and they traveled well. Now it just seems that this is it. Everybody's decided it's the first time they go to Vegas. Everybody's been talking about Vegas the last 2 years. It feels every Browns fan in America is having a conference in Vegas right now to go over all this, go over everything that's gone on, what's to come for the season. And they're all going to be there, and they're going to be having a good time today. They're going to be up this entire time, and they're going to be getting the red eyes back on Monday, and they better be expecting a victory on Sunday, because if you're not out there playing well on Sunday, I think they're going to boo him. And I think he's going to be able to hear it, and I think it's going to be a problem. Those statements that were made earlier this week, I cannot highlight enough how much that alarms me. it alarms me about how much people might be in his head, because then it's a doubt of self-confidence. Then it's a doubt of what you actually have up here to carry your way through, because everything is about battling adversity as a quarterback. And if you can't do it, or you can't give yourself enough confidence to do it, we're going to be in a bad situation. It's already not a good situation. It's 1-2. But I got guys talking as if this is a must-win, where Grant Delpit says it's a must-win. I don't want to see this thing unravel before it's even time for most people to put Halloween decorations up.
And yes, it will unravel if they lose this game. So when you hear Delpit say that, absolutely, they have to win this game.
And
that's why I'm surprised.
They're winning the game. I
genuinely am surprised. It tells you how people feel about the Browns right now, that they are underdogs in this game.
I won't guarantee it, because I've made that mistake before, and I paid dearly for that mistake in the past. They're winning this game. I won't use the G word. They're winning it.
Just 216-47.
No, I'm not going to do it. I want to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm as close to guaranteeing it as someone's going to be. I'm not going to guarantee it.
Well, if you're right there, you might as well just do it.
No, I'm not going to do it. No, they're winning the game. They're going to win this game. They're going to come back. They're going to be 2-2.
They're winning this game.
They're going to be back. They're going to be 2-2.
Teach them how to say it.
I'm telling you right now.
Put the word guarantee. Just say.
Just record all this. Just record all this. And you'll make it sound like I did, and I didn't guarantee, and I'm not going to guarantee. He's going to play relatively well. Watson's going to play relatively well. They're going to take care of him. They're going to win this football game. They're a better football team than the Raiders.
Repeat after me. Big play.
Big play. Gare?
Yes, Gare. Gare.
Oh, no, okay. I'm not doing that. No.
The actress in the Batman movie, Hathaway. Say her first name.
Anne.
Okay. And what am I doing right now? What am I drinking?
Coffee.
No! Come on, Kenny. Put it together.
Pop.
Come on.
Motor oil.
No. He's not going to play along.
Kiss my ass. I ain't doing it.
He's not going to play along.
216-474.
To spill the...
No.
Ooh.
No. It's milk.
Why would we want to spill the milk? Come on.
You can't. Then there's no use crying.
You can. You just can't cry about it.
Coming up next, can we afford to give this guy the day off? And I didn't guarantee. No, don't do that. I guarantee. They're winning this game. I did not guarantee they're winning anything. I did not guarantee, and I will not guarantee, and you're not going to do that to me. I'm not going to guarantee.
Coffee.
No. They're going to win the game. I'm just not going to guarantee it. They're winning this game. I don't gamble. If I did, I'd just about damn guarantee that they're winning this football game. I guarantee they're winning this game. But I ain't going to do it. It ain't going to happen.
I just heard you say it.
I guarantee they're winning this game. No. That did not happen. No. Do you think they're going to win the game?
Okay,
Do you think they're going to win the game?
I believe that I lost all credibility on this.
Why?
When I thought they would destroy the Giants. And, boy, 20...
You thought they were going to... Oh, boy, no, you 20, thought they would get destroyed by the Cowboys. That's right.
Boy, and 30 seconds into that game, before, you know, that flag came out, while I was watching our guys dance,
bad.
I thought I was going to be validated.
Well, you weren't.
It was the other 59 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, I mean, that's a tiny, tiny sample.
They're going to win the game. They're going to win. It's too much. You know how they do this. We've spent a week getting worked up about a freeze frame. That's all we've done. Four straight days about one play on 4th-and-1. One play. We got Amari Cooper calling us out. People are saying everything that they possibly can about Deshaun Watson. And they're yelling at us for not being mean enough about him, which is crazy. I'm just being honest. I'm not going to give up just yet. Not that the 2020 stuff long ago. I'm talking about a capable quarterback. I'm not replacing him with Jameis Winston. I'm not begging for Joe Flacco to come back or any other crap. Not yet. See me in a month. Maybe. Maybe then. I ain't doing it yet. They're winning on Sunday. They're going to win this game. I'm winning. I'm about ready to say
it. And here we go.
I'm about ready to say it.
We got them around to it. Just took them a little bit of time.
I'm about ready to say it. You know what? Change it to the call. 216-474-0092. Before I get the good guard.
He just needs the music.
Should I guarantee a victory on Sunday? Would it make people feel better if me personally guarantees a victory on Sunday?
Well, I think it would get
I'm about to do it.
It's Friday morning. Okay.
I'm about to do it. Don't play that music. If you play that music, I'm going to end up saying irresponsible things.
If you say the thing, then I'll
If you play
music.
That music, I'm going to end up... That is a fake. Do not do that. That is a fake. It's a fraud. And I said I learned my lesson, but damn it, I'm dying not to do it. I want to do it.
We got people in delays at the airport getting ready to go out to Vegas. They're streaming us right now.
They're
making the trip. They want to hear.
There's one flight. I actually hope that it gets canceled, but that's for a very personal reason.
Wow.
Excuse me?
We got a couple of linebackers that have to fly out of town for a wedding, and I need them tomorrow night, okay? I'm about ready. They're going to win. Come on. You got the feeling. You got a feeling. Tell me I'm wrong, Tone. You're feeling the same way I do.
Yeah, I am.
We spent a whole week grinding over Deshaun. He's going to look fine. He's going to throw for just over 200 yards. He's going to throw for a couple of touchdowns.
So it's going to be his best game of the season.
He'll throw a pick and people will get angry and he'll get cussed out on Twitter. He won't see him because he's got everybody blocked. But he'll get cussed out and people will be upset. They'll win the game and he'll look good in the end and everything will be fine. And everybody goes, see, all you guys are worked up over nothing. We're 2-2. We might just start this whole process all over again in Washington coming up the next Sunday. But I'm just talking about this Sunday. They're going to win the game.
Right. You keep saying all this stuff. Just say the word.
I can't do it because I already about died the last time I did it 5 years ago. Insanity is not learning from your previous mistakes. Bobby in Akron. Hello.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Bobby.
Win on the road in Vegas.
You're guaranteeing the victory.
There we go, Bobby.
Bobby is guaranteeing it, not me.
Goes out and shows out on Sunday on the road.
Let's go. Let's go.
See, I mean, he's sparking
with Jedrick Wills over there at left tackle, Kenny.
I mean, you can wish in one hand and something else in the other. We'll see which gets filled up first. I talked about Deshaun Watson. I didn't say nothing about Jedrick Wills. Didn't say a word. Go back to the phones. 216-474-0092. Do you want me to guarantee a victory here, Zach? Would it make you feel better?
No. You guys, I have no faith in this team.
Here we go, Friday! Let's go!
Third-string quarterback. I have no faith in this team.
What do you mean,
they
Zach?
They play like some sorry SOBs. That's how they play.
Come on, you can't do that.
No.
A show like that.
They have not shown me one thing. They almost gave it up in Jacksonville. We should be 0-3 right now.
No, come on, Zach. Jeez, get him out. I can't do it.
They need.
Thank you.
Hold on. We got a Frontier flight heading to Vegas at 7:43. Nice. It looks like it is scheduled on time.
Wow. Sounds like a guaranteed flight.
10 a.m. Sun Country Airlines. That sounds made up.
Sun Country? Is that the thing from Wings?
That's at 10 a.m.
That was their business in Wings.
Is that the flight from Rain Man that had never crashed?
Qantas Air.
Southwest 120 as scheduled. Another Frontier at 225. Guys, come on. These are all Browns fans. And now United at 345.
They're all Browns fans.
That United flight was probably $700.
I mean, you get what you pay for, right?
What, you want leg room?
I saw Omar Kelly complaining about his, like, I'm not going to say it was one of the very two, and I'm not a flyer often, one of the two main budget carriers, Omar Kelly, the writer of the Dolphins, and I'm like, well, do you not know by now? You travel way more than I do. You want to argue about your carry-on luggage? It's like, your stowaway or whatever. It's like, come on, you know what you're getting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you pay, yeah, you get what you pay for in a lot of these cases. Patrick in Westlake. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, good morning. Sorry, I'm not the one who wanted to call in. Actually, my two kids who were forced to listen to you guys, who love you guys.
Thank you.
Wanted to say something about this weekend.
Thank you.
Go ahead, JJ. Go ahead.
I think the Browns can win the whole road trip.
Thank God.
There it is.
Thank you.
There it is. Morty, what's up?
Thank you, children. How can you deny the children? You can deny. See that?
There you go.
How can you deny the children? Patrick,
that's right.
To you and your family, God bless you.
Who's his favorite player, Patrick?
Who's the favorite player?
Jerry Judy.
Jerry Judy!
Yeah.
Loves the kids. Thank you very much, Patrick. Hope you and your family have a wonderful day. 216-474-0092. You can say whatever you want to me. You can tell me that I'm full of it. You can't do that to the children. Trick loved the kids. Ken Carmen loved the kids. We love the kids. Go. I'm close. I'm feeling good.
Come on.
I'm feeling alive. I can't do it. I won't do it because I always say I'm going to learn my lesson.
Sweet baby's voice. I'm close. I love the Browns.
I'm close.
Come on.
I'm real close, man.
How could you not be putting
I'm
that
real
guarantee
close.
Out there for the children
I'm
right now?
I'm real close.
They're going into school right now. Because the last thing they can hear before they go in to take their test today
I can't do
is
it.
You guaranteeing a Browns win.
I'm going to wake up. No.
Guarantee a Browns win right now.
No. Just do it. Can't do it.
Into vocabulary class.
No.
Ready to
go. Not going to do it.
Change.
Ain't gonna happen.
Change the feelings of an entire region.
You know
right
what's
now.
Gonna happen? I'm gonna wake up later on today. I'm gonna take a nap because I gotta be up late tonight. I'm gonna wake up and say, "What the hell did I do this morning?" And I can't do it. Won't do it. Can't do it. Shouldn't do it. I'm gonna just say, "They're gonna win the game." That's all I'm gonna say. Ryan in Lakewood. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm guaranteed to win, baby. We're gonna win.
Ryan in Lakewood is guaranteeing it.
Come on.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan, you can do it for me. Thank you. I can't
I
do it.
I need it.
I
need
it. Ryan, I can't.
Friday. Come on,
I can't,
buddy.
I can't do it.
Come on.
No. I'm a
Ken,
coward in this case. I can't.
Browns, you'll do it.
I'm yellow. I can't.
Ken, I need it. I can't go into work without it.
You're going to deny Ryan on his way into work? You are the Come thing on, that gets him through the day, and you're not even doing it right now.
It's a lot of peer pressure.
I need you.
I feel like I'm 13 years old all over again.
See how much fun this is?
I can't say what I was going to say because I know that there are, in fact, children listening. They just called in. Ryan,
come on, Ken.
I can't. I can't, Ryan. I can't.
You have to.
I can't.
Ken, I'm going to turn around. I'm going to quit my job.
No, you're not going to turn around and quit your job.
This guy quit his job.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Our unemployment rate is low. Isn't it, Lima? You're the one who always brings it up during coming in hot.
I'm done talking about it.
Unemployment is low. Oh, God, Lima's
they
not.
Kinda,
oh,
they no. kind of go back and oh, yeah, they no. revisit those numbers.
What do
sometimes.
You do for a living?
Sales.
Oh, you could quit that job and get a different job in sales, Ryan.
I'm done. I'm quitting it. Come on.
No, that was the wrong job to say. You should have said you were a teacher. If you're in sales, you could always be another salesperson
say
somewhere.
You're a teacher now, right?
Yeah.
Ken, what? You've changed for the worse. Give it to me. I need it.
Damn you.
What happened to the Ken we used to love?
If I'm wrong.
Know, man of the people. He's
if,
gone.
Guys, do you understand?
You're a man
I'm
of the
wrong?
People. Give the people
I
what
am
they
a man
need.
Of the people. That's why it's hurting me so much.
Supposed to be the voice of the fan.
Oh, man, this might be the last time I call in, Ken.
No, that's
no,
not true.
We just lost a listener, Ken.
That's not true.
We just yeah. lost a
that's
listener.
That's not true.
I hope it was worth
Please,
it.
Please, no.
Listen to Pittsburgh Radio.
Yeah, No. No, Ryan, I got to let you go. Don't quit your job.
Now he's going right over.
Ilkin and Barrasso in the morning.
Oh, he loves him.
Yeah, go ahead. Try to listen to that. Get far. Bill in Cuyahoga Falls. Hello.
Ken, you got to guarantee a win.
No, let's
you,
go.
You got to do it. No. I am not... No. I am not going all the way to Vegas tomorrow for myself not to guarantee a win. So you got to do it.
Why do I have to guarantee
you
it? Why
can't
you? Why can't you carry me across the threshold for once, Bill? Why am I always the one that has to carry the burden?
You guaranteeing a win. You got to do it. Just one time.
Come on, Ken. Browns need this. They looked down. There was only one set of footprints.
This hurts.
Then you guaranteed it, and now
this
there's
hurts.
Two sets of footprints.
Come on, Ken. Just
no.
one time. Just do
no.
it.
No.
For
no.
me.
Not. I don't know you. No.
Bill, tell us something about yourself.
And that's the problem, Kenny. We feel like we don't know you anymore.
Damn it.
Right. Right. Where have you gone, Ken?
I'm right
do
here.
It.
I'm right here.
Just do it, Ken.
I'm right
you
here.
You can do it.
I'm right.
Just
no,
do it.
I can't. I can't, Bill. I can't put it on them.
It's
I don't
just
trust
four
them.
Four little
I
words.
Don't trust
I
them.
Guarantee
I,
a
do,
win.
Do you? Let me ask you this: do you trust the Browns Sunday?
This Sunday, yes. So do it.
I think you just want to hear me
don't
do
trust
it.
Them.
I do. Do it. Four little words. I guarantee
I'm
a win.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go. If Colin in Lakewood wants me to guarantee it, I'll guarantee it. Colin, hello.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi.
No, I know you follow high school football. I think the St. Ignatius Wildcats have a better chance at winning this weekend than the Cleveland Browns.
To the face, don't blame me. Blame Colin, Northeast Ohio. Blame Colin.
What happened to St. Ed's last night?
They're 3-3 this year.
What in the world?
Good win by Glenville, though. Let's glass half full here.
Great win
by Glenville. Good job by the Tar Blooders. Glass half full here on this show. Can I just reset it after Daryl?
Absolutely.
All right, Lord, with Daryl, I'm close. I think they're going to win.
I feel so disappointed.
I think
by
they're
going
to win. Well, don't be disappointed.
There. We were right on the
don't
brink.
Don't you say you're disappointed in me. Don't you do that. It's not my fault.
I'm not mad at you, Ken. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, stop. It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
You have kids going into school, guys flying out to Vegas.
I hope they have a safe flight.
And you just won't do it.
There's people looking for salespeople all over the place. World needs plenty of salespeople.
I mean, people are on Sun Country Airlines waiting to hear the go-ahead from Ken.
They said they are suspending operations on the tarmac.
Yep. They're taxiing back.
Sun Country sounds like a diner that elderly people go to. Just odd to me.
Sounds like a...
Daryl at 8 o'clock.
Knockoff orange juice.
Daryl at 8 o'clock. I can't deal with the pressure.
It's an ultra-low-cost airline, United States, based in Minneapolis.
216-474-0092.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so I was excited for Mitch, the guy that when you give us a call at 216-474-0092, when you call that newfangled phone number, you talk to Mitch, who screens the call and decides if you're going to get in. And what we were hoping for was Mitch to move all the way up here to Northeast Ohio, not going to give away that he lives in Lakewood, that when he got up here, he was going to be able to use all this new exposure to help his dating life. That, sadly, has not been the case for young Mitch. Mitch, you did say there's a cross-section of individuals out there who know who you are, that when you're out at the bars that you get a chance to meet, that are very excited that you work on the show. The problem is none of those individuals happen to be of the opposite sex.
Without fail, for the last, God, I don't know, 6-7 times I've gone out to the bars for the weekend, I'll talk to people about, you know, what do you do for work? And I explain, oh, I'm a producer of a radio show. Oh, what show? Oh, the Ken Carmen show with Anthony Lima. Oh, yeah, I know who you are. Every single time it's been a dude. None of the girls know the show. None of the girls know you guys. And yeah, that's where I'm kind of stuck right now.
Welcome to Sports Talk Radio, pal. Welcome to it.
Now, wait a second. I thought this show was expanding horizons. We were crossing all sorts of demographics. We were getting a critical mass that would help somebody like Mitch in his young dating years. Is that not happening?
We are blessed to have many female listeners. It is a blessing. But I don't think that they are naturally interested in what Mitch does as far as being here at the Fan. When I first met my Lizzie, I'll tell you this, Mitch. She thought it was cool I did radio for about 15, 16 minutes. And then that was it. That was it.
That's about it.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. I worked at a rock station back in the day, and it was down in Canton, and it was cool for about, to any girl I ever met, 42 minutes. One time they told, I'll never forget this, I was in college. Somebody said I was a DJ, and immediately this girl turned around, and you could tell there was a genuine interest because I was a DJ, and I had to look her dead in the eye to not waste either of our time, and I went, I'm not that kind of DJ. Oh, like
not
one
throwing cakes?
Like one on the radio? I went, yeah. Oh, okay. That was it, and it was a good thing because I couldn't have kept up that lie.
Yeah, here's where I think you could excel.
Good for DJ EV, by the way.
I think right.
Holy Toledo! I saw that look once, and I went, "You live with this? This is amazing."
I think Mitch, the type of women that listen to this show are not going to be probably the ones you're going after.
Fair.
I think that the divorcees, I think we've been in the car with the divorcees. Mm. I think we're in the car with a lot of teachers.
Yep.
That are rolling into work. I think that's your chance.
Those are good people. That's yeah. who he should be going at.
Well, you'll get a little more seasoned, too.
Mitch is 27 now.
Gain some confidence.
I'm sorry. If Mitch ends up with a teacher, he needs to run to the altar. Run.
Why? Run.
A teacher? Are you serious?
I have a whole family of teachers already.
And you should know that their retirement benefits are usually pretty solid. Do you not know that?
I did not know that.
You're telling me Gare doesn't tell you about that?
Gare doesn't tell me much things nowadays.
You need to be talking to Gare a little bit more. Get some wisdom from the old man in his later years. Good God Almighty. I worked for Perry Local Schools 2 summers. I still have a retirement account technically with them.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're telling me that a young virile man should go into a perspective looking for a relationship or maybe just a one-night thing and go, What kind of benefits are we talking about?
Well, I'm not talking about any one night thing. I mean, people are free to do with their bodies what they want as long as everybody's consenting adult.
To the table?
But I'm saying if you want to actually settle down.
I don't care about your personality. What is the 401k like?
You don't think people do that? You don't think people do that?
I don't know at 27 you do that.
But maybe you should start.
If
maybe 38-year-old Ken Carmen does that.
Look at me. Look at me.
Now, I've looked at you enough today.
I'm obviously a lot heavier than I used to be, but I've never been very much to look at. Liz took one look at me. She knew how many jobs I had. She always knew I'd work my ass off for whatever family I had.
Policy might cash in sooner exactly. rather than later.
She knew exactly how much I'd work my ass off. She knew if it were ever serious, she knew it would be taken care of. And that's how she'll tell you herself. She will tell you herself.
So this is the interesting thing that you mentioned there, Ken. You said your wife knew that how many jobs you would have, how much you would work hard to provide for your family.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the opposite of that.
A good man?
No. I'm saying, how do I put on the image that working in radio is a prestigious line of work?
Hang out with me more.
That is going to...
It's easy to
tell these women this pays well. Yes.
No, he can't lie.
I mean, wait a second. Tell them the hobnobbing you get to do because of this show. The fact that you get a chance to talk to Nathan Zagura every week.
Sure.
You talk to Mary Kay Cabot. You talk to Zach Jackson. I mean, the big names. Ryan Wilson. My God, how many times with Ryan Wilson?
How many times? Yeah.
You know,
tell them who you have in your phone.
There is one thing that we could do as a show to help Mitch.
What's that?
Guarantee a win.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. You don't think that's going to get back to them?
If Mitch was able to say, look, I work with a guy that made a guarantee and then it paid off.
You need to do what is a time-honored tradition, Mitch, and that is live above your means, ruin your credit, get a lot of things that make you look like you have more than what you have, just like what we did back in the day.
Makes sense.
There you go. You said you wanted to sound lucrative. There you go. That'll be lucrative. Or, you know, you could just be a good, solid man. But you don't seem to be interested in that.
Be a solid man.
Listen to that sigh. Exasperated sigh.
You know what you want to do? Tell them to do one of two things. Tell them that you know Lyman, I, and Owen, and that either to prove it, their dads can call us or their ex-boyfriends can call us. One of the two. And then you're in. Am I wrong?
That's all you have to do.
That's true.
Sounds good.
I fixed his life.
You did it.
Boy, that was as hard as I thought.
I ain't guaranteeing no win.
Now fix that guarantee.